Hello, everyone. I'm so happy that you've joined my podcast. This is my podcast number 5, and the topic I want to talk about today is addiction. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I've received several emails, and on my social media, several people have posted about how they're going through it. This is the hardest thing. They can't conquer it. And I want to talk about this because I know exactly what you're going through. I mean, I have dealt with addiction. I didn't know that's what it was, but I have dealt with it my whole life. It feels like my whole life. It's been the majority of my life. I have dealt with this thing called addiction. And what addiction is to everyone out there, everybody knows the definition of addiction. It's like being abnormally dependent on a habit. Like you have to have something no matter what it is like. But to me, addiction, if I was to say what addiction was to me, is something that I'm not aware of until I try. It's like I'm in my habit, but I'm not aware of my addiction until I try to break my addiction, if that makes any sense. I think it makes sense to people that have addiction. I'm not even aware of it. Just like you're not aware of what's going on in your life until you're face to face with it. And when you're face to face with it, then you're awake. It's almost like you're in this, you're walking in this, people call it numb, but it's almost like I'm in a coma. It's almost like I'm so unaware of what my surroundings are, what is going on with me. No, let me rephrase that. I'm aware of my surroundings. I'm just not aware of what's going on within me or what's going on seriously inside of me, what I'm doing, what my actions are doing. I'm more aware of everybody else. So to say this is that this addiction, what it does, yes, I take a deep breath because this is so real for all of us that go through this, because the addiction, it sneaks up on you out of nowhere. And I've always called it the beast, but it's like a shadow. It's literally like I'm sitting there and a shadow comes over me and takes over me, and the shadow that's taken over me, I don't even notice it. I'm not even aware of it. But I know that when this beast or this shadow comes along, I need my fix. I need my fix. I need whatever is going to make me feel happy in the moment, or whatever's going to calm me, or whatever my need is in the moment. That's what I need. And this addiction is so real that it takes over your life. It takes over every part of your life. Without you, your awareness, without you even knowing it's doing this. So what's going on is, I know what you mean. I know what y'all mean when you say, I can't do this. I want this so bad. What is wrong with me? I don't know how many times. Look at me. I've lost a lot of weight. I am still not to my goal. I have gained back and forth weight, back and forth, 2 times now. I'm on my 3rd time losing the weight. Well, the 2nd time I gained, now I'm calling it 3rd time because I'm losing the weight I gained the 2nd time. And I sit there and I know exactly what you mean. In my head, I'm going, what is wrong with you when this happens? When this takes over me, when this habit, when I am a slave to my addiction, you are a slave and you feel like you are going to die. I mean, I have felt like literally my addiction is killing me. It is killing me. And I know it's killing me. It's killing me spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And I fight it and fight it. And I have fought with it all my life, but the battle has been more so, and I'm not going to give up. But that's not even the issue. Let's get down to the dirty part of this, is that you're so aware of your addiction when you are fighting it, and you're like thinking, I've just gained this weight. What is wrong with me? Why can I not get control of this? Why am I doing this to myself? Why? You know, and you're asking yourself these questions. And everyone seems to have the answer. Do you have answer A, B, C? You have every blog talks about it. Everybody's telling you this diet, that diet. There's thousands of diets out there you can go on. And all of us that are dealing with this knows exactly what to eat, what is good for us by now. And what we really need is support. We need the support. We need each other to get through this. We need someone else to help us, especially in the beginning of this addiction, especially in the beginning of what's going on with us. But we have to also realize that what we're fighting, it's not so much a fight. It's not that we're fighting something, y'all. And this is exactly what I've thought for so long, that I am fighting against this. What is going on with me? I don't understand. This is not a trigger point. Yes, I crave sugar. There are certain foods I crave and I have to have. But this addiction happened to me. The reason I needed food, the need for food, or the reason someone needs alcohol, someone needs drugs, the reason someone needed any of that in the first place is because sometime in their lives, they were going through something. When you were young, whenever this happened to you, whatever it was that you're going, we might not even remember. I know I don't. I don't have no idea when I birthed, and I really mean birthed, food into my life, where I made the food, birthed it like it is my baby and it is everything in my life, because that's exactly what I treated food like. It was almost like your God. That's exactly what it's like. And we make it our God, but we don't realize we're making it our God. And I have no idea when it was created in my life or put into my life. All I know is the reason I needed it back then became an addiction for today. I might not be eating. I'm not eating for the same reason I started this addiction. I'm not eating. I don't need food like I did when I was going through whatever I was going through. Just like an alcoholic, they're not going through the same thing they went through that started this process with them. But what happens is whenever it started, that's when it became the addiction. So whatever happens in our life, it could be something small, something big. We go to our substance of choice because we've not been able to deal with things the right way. And so when people, yes, we have to watch our trigger foods. That's one thing I do know. We have to watch what triggers us. Like if sugar is your trigger, if that's what triggers you to eat dozens of donuts, then we can't put sugar in our mouth. You just can't. That means non-fat sugar. That means no sugar in your mouth at all. Because you know that is going to trigger you to go to Krispy Kreme or go do this or go do that. You can't do it. The same with bread. The same with fried foods. You just can't do it. But the most important trigger point is why we have to figure out, why am I craving food right now? I just ate. Why am I craving sweets? Why am I craving alcohol? Why am I craving drugs? What is making me crave this? It's not a food that's making me crave this. So what is making me crave this is something going on inside of us, something that we're trying to deal with, and we're not even aware of it. It could be someone's hurt our feelings. We're not feeling loved. It could be a boyfriend or a girlfriend. All of a sudden, you're not feeling loved, or you feel like they're cheating on you, or you feel like you're going through something with them, or you feel like they're leaving or they're not staying, husband and wives, or something you're dealing with your children. You're finding out your children's having a hard time. You're hurting for them, or you're dealing with something from the past. I mean, we have to find out what's triggering us to grab that donut or that bottle or that drug. Or there's so many other addictions that other people have too, or go on a shopping spree and spend money you don't have that puts you in debt. There's so many things that we do. So we have to figure out, if you have to write it on a marker on your hand, which I'm doing now. Okay, Ruby, what's triggering you? What it is what's triggering you. And I'm going to try to keep reminding myself to put that on my hand until I burn that in my skull, my mind, every part of me, the soul, everything, where I know every time I reach for something or I think about it, I need to stop and think, what is triggering this? What is making you go after the thing that will kill you? The very thing that we go after is going to destroy our lives, is going to kill us spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. For obesity, for people that are dealing with obesity, I don't care if you're 20 pounds overweight, I don't care if you're 50 pounds overweight, hundreds of pounds overweight, it affects your body, it affects your heart, it affects your liver, it affects everything, your kidneys, every part of you. I'm telling you, your joints, your legs are killing you. Your knees are hurting you. You can't hardly walk. You act like you are at old age. This is exactly, we're living our lives. Our bodies feel like someone, like my mother is 81 years old. And sometimes my body feels like she's talking about her body feels and what she's going through. And here I am, a young girl. I'm still young. I still should be getting around. I know some of my people that I've met through my events. Their bodies, they're like, some people are, can't even walk because they're literally like an old person. That's exactly what's happening. Like, you know, you understand why elderly cannot walk or get around. They're in their 80s, their 90s, their bones, you know, stuff like that. But we shouldn't be like that. But your heart's having to triple beat. And it's so much going on physically with your body. And you're destroying your body. So what are we going to do about it, y'all? What are we going to do about it? First of all, we have to be aware of what's going on with us. Yes, I'm telling you, you're not alone. But I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind that I am going to beat this. I'm not going to give up, and I don't want y'all to give up. But we have to do the work. We have to use the tools that work with the soul and the mind. We have to use them. And yes, it's hard. It is the hardest thing I've ever had to do and still have to do this. And we'll have to do this until the day I die, even if I get to my goal. It will be something we have to work with the rest of our lives. But my goodness, can you imagine conquering this and getting there? There's nothing we won't be able to do once we get there. But let's just start at the beginning. The beginning line, like we're in a marathon race, but it's a walk. And everyone walks their own pace to get to the finish line. But we hold each other's hands. It's like we walk, and then when we need somebody to help us pull us along, then you grab that person and we help each other. But nobody's going to know you need help unless you reach out. We have to reach out and ask for the help. Even on my events, I ask people to take each other's numbers, call each other, be accountable. And some people have done it. Some people have been so great at it, but some people haven't. And then they're wondering why they're struggling. You have to call the number. You have to. But I'm going to try to stay on track with this, because let me tell you, I just want you to know, just like I just told y'all, yes, I know what it's like to go, what is wrong with me? I'm never going to do this. I have been there so many times. I cannot even count or tell you how many times I've been there when I am in my head thinking, I was born to be this way. It's not in the cards for me. I'm never, ever going to beat this, ever. I'm never going to succeed at this. I am destined to die this way. And it breaks my heart. For me, it breaks my heart because I go, what is wrong with you? Yes, you can beat this. And then I have to be my best friend, my own best friend. And this is what I need y'all to do. If somebody said that to me, I'd be helicopter. No, I would not let anyone give up, ever give up. I would be in their face. I'd be going, no, you're going to do this. You can do this. There's nothing you can't do. You can do this. And I have to be my best friend and say, Ruby, you can do this. You have the power inside. God gave you the power. I really believe at birth, every one of us got from God a survivor kit. It is buried inside of us because we are survivors. God made us that way. But down the road, from birth till now, things happen. People get in our lives. We know that. There's negativity. There's positive. But no matter what, things happen in our life. We build up walls. We have fear. We have all this stuff. But you know what? Don't put yourself in a cage. Don't put yourself... Listen, I've always pictured when I go through my stages, I always see myself. I literally felt like I was in this cage and in this jail cell and I couldn't get out of it. And it's literally what I called this addiction, this thing I'm fighting. It's like, I'm never going to win. So I kept saying, why can't somebody save me? Why can't someone save me? I kept thinking to myself, why? And at this point, I wasn't praying to God to help me because I felt awful to pray to God to help me for something that I felt like I was doing to myself. But this is really something I'm not doing to myself purposely. None of us are doing this to ourselves purposely. First, I know that, y'all. I don't care who believes that or doesn't believe that. I know that none of us sat there at childhood or at teenage, as a teenager, as any time in our lives and said, my dream is to be severely overweight. My dream is to be an alcoholic. My dream is to be a drug addict. My dream is to literally starve myself to death. My dream is to be in debt. My dream is to do this. None of us ever said that. Like, we want to be the misfits? No, none of us wanted this. But you know what? We got this. We have this, what would you call it? We have this extra baggage. And it's not bad baggage. No one's calling it bad baggage. But we have this extra baggage that is with us. So what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with this extra baggage that we're carrying that is destroying our lives? We're going to beat it. We're going to unpack it. And we're going to unpack it by finding out what's going on. And how do we do that? You feel. You have to go into the mental part of this. You have to go into the soul part of this and find out what is going on. And it's just feeling, y'all. What happens if you feel? What is so bad about feeling? What is so bad about crying your eyes out? I know, it's hard. Trust me. I've gone down this road. But we have to be our best friend but you still reach out. You still ask people to help y'all. But the fact is, during this stage, you ask people to help you. But there's going to be times no one's going to be around in your secret closets or your secret places or, you know, your little addiction place and your addiction moment and your addiction head. And y'all know what I'm talking about who goes through this. People are not always around. So what do we do when that person is not around us? What do we do when we can't reach out to someone or we don't even have the ability to? You have to be your best friend. You have to look at yourself. I have to look at Ruby and say, Ruby, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? What is going on with you really, Ruby? Ruby, what is happening? What is happening right now? Do you feel like, has someone hurt you? Is your feelings hurt? Are you scared about something? Or are you anxious? Or you think something's not going to happen? What is truly going on with you right now? Because what you're about to do is going to make your problem so much worse. But if you don't take your substance of choice and we really deal with this right now, you're going to be two steps ahead. So let's do this. We can do this together. Let's beat this today. Y'all, And think about that moment. Think about those moments when you are doing right by you. When you are doing the very thing that you're supposed to do. And you know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do your tools in the toolbox. We know what the tools are, which I'll go over with those in part two of this, because it's already getting, it's past 20 minutes. So I'm going to have part one and part two of this. But what do we do? I want to end with this to get y'all through until we get to part two. We use the tools. We reach out. And think about how good it feels when we're doing right by us. Everything else feels good. And no one in the world can mess you up. It's like someone can say something to you negative. It doesn't even affect you because you are feeling so good about yourself because you are working on you. You are doing what you're supposed to do and you are higher than the clouds above because you feel so great because you are doing for you. The oxygen mask is on you. You feel great. You're able to be so happy, loving everybody, and nobody can hurt you right now because you're doing it. So when we're doing it, think about how good it feels. Think about how everything else in our life falls together. Is it not amazing? Is it not an amazing moment for us? And do we not want to live every day like this? And we can. It is it's not impossible. It's possible. And let me tell you something. When you say you trust God, we have to let go. We have to surrender. And we have to trust God with this. Because if you trust God and you keep trying to do it and trying to fix it and trying to take care of stuff that you cannot fix, things that you will never be able to control, and you say you trust God and you know He's going to handle it for you, but then you are so wavering in it, you're doubting all the time, and you can't even give God 30 days of trust, then that you're not trusting God. That's the bottom line. We are not trusting God if we can't even give God 30 days. Even when we're doubting, it's like doubt. Because you know what? That is when we have to retrain what's going on with us. Because we have had 20, 30, 40 years of negativity. 20, 30, 40 years of being, of completely someone else being in our head, ourselves being in our heads, beating ourselves up. So this is going to take a lot of work to retrain yourself. Is it possible? Yes, 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 yes. Can you retrain your mind? Yes, yes, yes. If you do it every day, if you start doing this every day, telling yourself that you can do this, and because you're fighting the old you. We love the old us. Like the old Ruby was so strong. I mean, she lived a life at 750 pounds and was living her life, and didn't let nobody stop her. She was strong, strong. But on other areas, she wasn't because she was eating and she was 750 pounds. So I have to fix that part. The strong person she was to live a life at 750 pounds, go out and have fun, not be a hermit, is the strong part that I have to use to conquer now. So both of the people I love, I just have to find the balance where the old Ruby doesn't sneak in and say, start doing the negativity or thinking, I can't do this or whatever, or tries to eat her problems away. And instead of trying to eat her problems away, she has to feel her feelings. And so I say to y'all, and I challenge y'all to do the same thing. I've got to go because it's almost 24 minutes on this. And I'm so sorry because I really, really just want to get this out to y'all. Part two, I will do by next week, and I will give y'all the things to fix this, to help y'all, the things that are helping me, because I'm only learning. Things I learn, I am not an expert, but I am learning, and I've had so many years of this, so many just, I'm not going to say failures, because, okay, setbacks, let's call them setbacks, but I've won more than I have failed, I think. It just don't show it. You know what I mean? It's like my setbacks. I have won more than I've had setbacks. You know what I'm saying? But we are so easy to remember all our setbacks instead of all our greatness and all our conquerings and all the stuff that we have done that has been great. So let's try to work on that. I love y'all. And I know y'all. I know how y'all feel. And I hope y'all got that through this. And I believe in y'all so much. I believe in me. I believe in y'all. Please, please do not give up on yourself and start retraining your mind. I'll be back with part two. And I'm so sorry this was so long, but have a beautiful week, everyone. Let's start this week. Start over. Don't even look back. Remember, this is your life. This is your God destiny. Ask God to help you. He will. God will hold your hand. Stop letting go of His hand. God doesn't go anywhere. He doesn't let go of your hand. You let go of His hand because you want to do it your way. Or you start feeling that He's not there. You're not trusting Him any longer. Just remember, the second you let go of His hand, that's when you become weaker. Hold His hand through this. Hold His hand. He will get you through it. Test Him. Do this. One of the things I know for a fact, have enough faith for 30 days and see what it will get you. I'm not kidding you. You know, and one of the things, I can't keep talking, John Kimmy, it's 26 minutes, but I love y'all, love y'all. And I will definitely have part two for y'all in a week. Mwah.